Greetings today to all of the dear friends of Sermon and Song who listen regularly to the program. We delight that you are there, and I do hope that you will feel impressed of the Lord to tell somebody else about this ministry. At the present time, as you well know, we are in the Gospel of John. That's the salvation book of the Bible. And since there are so many possibilities of those who are listening who do not know Christ as Savior, we want to make Him known to those who will listen that Jesus Christ is truly the Son of God, the Savior of the world, those who would believe upon Him. We're in the 10th chapter of the Gospel of John, and as you well know, this is the great chapter concerning the shepherd and the sheep. As you read this entire 10th chapter of the Gospel of John, you will notice a very distinct difference in those who believe on the Lord Jesus Christ as the eternal Son of God and those who reject Him and those who turn Him down. You will find constantly throughout this chapter some who believe and some who disbelieve, and of course you will find the results of those who believe and the results of those who disbelieve. They are called hirelings, they are called wolves, they are called those false teachers and who would bring lies to the people instead of truth to the people who would hear them. Now we're going to continue by going right to our next verse, verse 14. Verse 13, we finished up last week. The hireling fleeth because he is an hireling and careth not for the sheep. So the man that claims to be a minister or claims to be a philosopher or claims to be a teacher and he denies that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, he is a hireling and certainly against the cause of Christ, and he does not care for the sheep. He cares only for himself. So when you find someone who denies that Jesus is the Christ and they come up with some other kind of religion, then you'll find one who really doesn't care for the people of God nor care about the people of God. They care only for themselves. Now verse 14, I am the good shepherd, Jesus says, and I know my sheep and am known of mine. Now there's a very clear, distinct statement. Jesus said, I am the good shepherd and I know my sheep. So God, Jesus Christ, knows those that are His, and I am known of mine. So if you belong to the Lord Jesus Christ, if you have trusted Him as your Savior and you belong to Him, then you know Him. He knows us. He knows us even by name, as I pointed out recently. And we know Him and have fellowship and communion with Him. Then in verse 15, as the Father knoweth me, even so know I the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. Now here the Lord Jesus Christ makes it very clear the reason He has come into this world. He is sent from the Father that He might lay down His life for the sheep. You say, well, now why would he have to do that, Preacher Collins? Why would anybody have to lay down their life? Simply because it's appointed unto man once to die, and after that, the judgment. And a man who does not receive Jesus Christ as his Savior is lost without God. And if Jesus had not come to die, then all men would be lost. And so Jesus says very clearly, I have come from the Father, being sent by the Father, that I might lay down my life for the sheep. And that's exactly what Jesus did. That right there ought to be enough to convince anybody that Jesus Christ is truly the Son of God. He laid down his life. It was not taken from him. Oh, of course, the Jews requested it and demanded it. The Romans carried it out. All were guilty without any question of the death of the Lord Jesus Christ. But no man could have taken his life except he had been willing for them to take his life. Him being God in the flesh made it impossible for anybody to take that life unless he would lay that life down. And so he lay his life down for the sheep. I am a sheep of God because I've believed upon him, because I've trusted him. And I will never, ever be able to thoroughly understand. I'm sure I will never be able to properly appreciate. I'm sure I will never be able to really get hold of the marvelous truth that Jesus Christ died for me. Now, I believe that. I believe it in my head. I believe it in my heart. I believe it's the truth of God's Word that Jesus died for me. I have no problem believing that. What I have problems with is, why would He do it? Why would He, the Son of God, absolutely forever the eternal Son of God, why would He become man and suffer the tormenting time of the cross and die there on the cross in the flesh that I might have eternal life? He suffered an eternity of hell, an eternity of the judgment of God, in order that I might be saved. Now, I believe it, and I appreciate it, and I have received it, and I have accepted it, but I'll never fully understand it, and I'll never fully be able to appreciate it, I'm sure. Now look at verse 16. And other sheep I have, which are not of this fold, them also I must bring, and they shall hear my voice, and there shall be one fold and one shepherd. Now the Lord Jesus Christ makes it very plain here that not only will those out of Israel that He came to present Himself as their king, and they rejected Him as king officially, but many, many people believed upon Him and trusted Him and became sheep of His pasture. But He said, you are not the only ones. You folks in Israel are not the only ones. There are other sheep. And He said, they're not of this fold. So here is a different group altogether that I have come to die for. They shall hear my voice, and there shall be one fold and one shepherd. Now here Jesus is teaching one of the basic facts of the New Testament teaching, that the Jew and the Gentile would be placed together in one body in the Lord Jesus Christ. In other words, Jesus has a body. That body is the church. That body is made up of those who will receive Him as Savior and as Lord. He is the head of that body. Eventually, that body will become the bride of Christ, and that bride of Christ, that body of Christ, will be made up of both Jew and Gentile who will trust the Lord Jesus Christ. The Old Testament prophets said that Gentiles would be saved. They said that, and I suppose these Pharisees that Jesus was speaking to here, and these religious leaders, they understood that. They knew that God had promised redemption to those who were not Israel. But they never dreamed that they would be placed in one body with the Gentiles who would be saved. So thank God today Jesus came, gave His life, and not only for Israel, but for anyone, Gentiles and all, who would accept and believe and trust Him as their Savior and as their Lord, and place us in the one body, which is His body.